Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Louis County. I am just one of your humble hosts, Sean Boyle. With me is
Ashley Mock.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Okay. Just thought I'd check in. All right. Smiling. Smile with us, folks. Welcome to the show. It's all about seeing if you're smiling, but also an opportunity to talk about resources and things that are available for children and families in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, and we prepped our guests with this, by the way, we are not radio professionals. And despite doing this for 9+ years, marginally getting better in that I can say the word community without messing up.
Only slightly
in most days. But what we focus on at the Children's Services Council is 5 priorities for our community. And those priorities are: 1, making sure every baby's a healthy baby; 2, stopping child abuse before it happens; 3, keeping kids off the streets; 4, keeping them in school; and 5, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And when I say we focus on those, we don't just say them every Sunday at 10 a.m. on the radio program, but what we do is fund, develop, and make available programs in those 5 priority areas that are available to all children and families in St. Lucie County.
And obviously, the show is a very entertaining way to learn about them, but we have lots of information shared throughout the community in various platforms. One of those is on our website, which is csclc.org. We have a list of all of our funded program partners there, along with their contact information. So if there is something that you are looking for your family or to share with a coworker or a friend, all of that information can be found on our website. We also offer that information in a very friendly printed guide to programs, and that is also offered in multiple languages. So if you have a desire to have that on hand at your office or place of business, just let us know and we can get some delivered to you. We print that in English, Spanish, Creole, and Portuguese now. So it is available to everyone, and we'd be happy to get some delivered to you.
And you can fill out that form to get them delivered on our website, again, csclc.org. And if you enter in the promo code Community Connections, I'm just kidding, there's no promo code, they're free. But if you let us know that you not only want us to deliver, but maybe you want us to address your congregation or your place of work or your civic club, we are more than happy to come and talk, and not just talk about the resources, but kind of like the trends of where things are going in regards to children in our community. It's always a good opportunity for us to connect with people, letting them know that there's help and resources out there. And did you also mention that we're on social media? Sorry, I wasn't listening because I was checking my social media on the phone while you were talking.
No, we do share a lot on our Facebook page about things that are happening in our programs, but also things that are happening in the community. I feel like it's event season right now. So you have been lots of places. John, our community engagement coordinator, has been lots of places.
Like, you've been lots of places too.
I don't know. I feel like everyone's busy right now. So Facebook is a good place to kind of stay updated with where we are and some of the fun things that we get to do in the community. But the most fun thing that we've been sharing on Facebook is coming. We are what? 3 weeks, 4 weeks? How many weeks away are we? I don't even know. But we have shared on Facebook multiple times our 12th annual Sounds of the Season free community concert, which is always a great time. And we obviously encourage all of our listeners to come hang out with us at the Sunrise Theater on Friday, December 15th. We promise it is a great kickoff to the holiday season. You get to see the amazingly talented youth from our community performing on the stage of the Sunrise, which is just an awesome opportunity for them. And it's free. So that's our favorite word.
So, and if you've never been to it, and I think a lot of our listeners have, it's not only just a great opportunity for you and your family and whoever you may bring with you, because again, tickets are free, bring the whole neighborhood to get in the holiday spirit, but it's also just a great, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, celebration of children and youth and our community. Because imagine you go back in your way back machine, go back and think about when you were maybe 7, 8, 12, 14 years old, and you had, and did you ever have an opportunity to perform on a historic theater in front of 1,200 people? Probably haven't. So what's great about this event, and actually this is what always gives me goosebumps, is, and you and I are always working backstage, and you know, we're running around, we're, you know, making sure that we got busy, our cues all set up and all that. But the applause, like you could, it's like you can hear it, I think, outside the theater, the applause that the audience gives those kids. I just can't tell you how much energy, and it's like a goosebump feeling for us. Now imagine you're one of those kids on the stage and you get that feeling. You're going to get, they're getting as much as they're giving. It's really a transition, yeah. Transactional relationship between performer and audience. And I think that's kind of what makes this night so special, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. And we are excited this year. We've got a new group performing with us. We have students from the Lindsay School of the Arts who are going to be on stage with us. And so, you know, we're always trying to change it up, and it's been 12 years. We got to keep it new and fresh, right?
So. I mean, besides our costume changes in between performers. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, no, we're excited, and tickets are available now at the Sunrise Theater box office that you can get them. You just have to pick them up during their opening times, which you can check on the website for Sunrise Theater. But we're really excited about it. And we always encourage our listeners to get your tickets early. I know maybe it seems a little crazy that we're talking about it already, but I promise you, the week of, there are not many tickets left, and we do not want you to miss out because you waited too long.
How cool would it be? And I'm just planting some ideas here, folks, but how cool would it be? You roll up to Thanksgiving dinner, whether you're hosting people or you're going somewhere, or it's just you and your family, and you're like, hey, everybody, I got a nice little surprise for everyone. We're all going to go to this holiday concert and have a good time. And that's what it is. It's just a good, yep, fun community event. And is this the year, Ashley, where you're going to be performing?
No, it's not, Sean. Thank you for asking.
You know, hey, you know, one of these years you're going to be like, it is. And I'm like, what? What?
I'm just shocked.
I just thought I would ask, you know, I mean, you know, I could just put you on the spot during the concert. I mean, I would never do that, but I mean, that sounds like a pretty good idea. The more
I think about it.
It is an idea. So, all right, I digress. I'm going to let in our, I'm excited to let in our radio guest.
Yeah, so we teased her a little bit before we got started with the show that it's been a while since we have had her on the show, since we have seen her in real life. But
you told her that we aren't any better.
Yeah, we did share that. But I know that the reason we haven't seen her is because she's working hard behind the scenes to make sure that her program is as successful as possible. So we're excited to welcome back Samantha Taylor with us from Big Brothers Big Sisters of, I don't know, St. Lucie, Okeechobee, Indian River, all the places. Was that all the commas that I needed to include in
there? I just rolled right off the tongue there, Ashley.
Yeah, right. We're only worried about one of those. If you've listened to Sean before, you know we only care about the St. Lucie part. So we're going to focus on that today. So Sam is with us to talk about some of the things that her programs are doing and just to grace us with her presence, because clearly it's been a while since we've seen each other.
It's funny. When she rolled on, she's like, oh, you guys are still doing this? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Jokes. So Sam, I know, you know, I think probably most of our listeners are familiar with the idea of Big Brothers, Big Sisters and how you guys work. But let's start with kind of your program specifically and what makes it different and how you guys work in the community to help kids.
Sure. So as far as I'm aware, our Big Brothers, Big Sisters agency is the only one in the state of Florida with our program. So that kind of makes us unique. And what I
feel like that. We like to be special.
Of course. So we host AmeriCorps members, which are then reading tutors in these schools. So basically, we serve kindergarten through third grade students in literacy tutoring, helping them raise their scores. Every member works with us pretty much as a part-time job, but they get a little stipend at the end, or not at the end, sorry. They get a stipend as they go through it, and then some of our positions qualify for an education award at the end of their term of service. But, yeah, so it's like a part-time job helping kids learn how to read.
And I know this sounds so obvious, And but I just think that, just in case our listeners aren't aware, why is it so important that kids are able to read at such a young age? Again, I know this sounds so obvious. You're like, duh, Sean. But just in case somebody's like, what? Reading? What's that?
What's that? Why do we need that? Well, so if you know, there's actually a video and I will find it and maybe you guys can share it. But we did it in our training. Somebody sent it to us and it was a video about like how much you read in a day and how much you don't realize you read in a day. Like, and it was like, I'm going to have to find it, but it was talking about like you do like the traffic lights, the signs that to know where you're going, everything. So basically you need to learn how to read to live your life. And, so they always say up until third grade, you're learning to read. And then after third grade, you're reading to learn. So, you know, if you want to learn about something, you've got to learn how to read to be able to know about it. And, I don't even know if this is true anymore, but one of the statistics was like the prediction of reading in grade level readers in third grade was like predicting the prison beds in like so many years. So, we want a literate society. So we need to have readers, and by third grade, it's expected that kids know how to read. So
I know one of the things that is important about this program is, and we talk about you, your mentors who are trained to provide the service. They go through a rather, extensive training process and then kind of have ongoing support throughout the year. But they really are there kind of as a supplement to classroom learning. So it's not taking the kids away from what they should be learning in class. Really, the goal is to kind of catch them up to their peers and make sure that all of the kids in whatever classroom they're in are moving in the right direction. So I know that's a big focus of what you guys work on, is it's not just working with the kids, but it's talking with the classroom teacher, making sure that they know what to work on and all of those things. So it's kind of like a big partnership, if you will, with the school and the teacher and the child.
Oh, yes. Yes. So we do 2 full weeks of training. It's about 30 to 40 hours each week. So I would say roughly 80 hours of training at the beginning of our service year. And we do anything and everything that we think you might need to know based on prior year's experience and what members have told us in the past, of what would be good for training. We partner with the school district. They come in and do some training for us. And then each month we do monthly member meetings where we'll either have, member roundtables where you can share out with other members and kind of collaborate with each other, or we'll bring in outside partners to come in at those meetings and do kind of a refresher training or anything like that. And then Rebecca, she's our program associate, and we are pretty much on call 24/7, not really, but kind of 24/7 for our members for any issues or problems that arise. And we are just there to support them with whatever they may need.
So the mentors, volunteers, paid volunteers, whatever. What's
members is what we call
members. Okay, I apologize. The members. Okay. So let's talk about like the how many hours a week. What's kind of like the pace? Because you have multiple. We talked before we hit record on the show. We have multiple ways for people to get involved through Big Brothers Big Sisters, and everybody's very. Unless you live under a rock or you haven't turned on a TV in the last 30 years, you're probably familiar that Big Brothers Big Sisters provides mentors to kids, and that's kind of like the primary or the base. But you're obviously providing reading mentors, which has a more specific focus. But let's talk about like the pace or the how deep involved your particular program is.
Sure. So my particular program with Big Brothers Big Sisters is pretty much, like I mentioned before, a part-time job. So we are looking for those members or volunteers or whatever you want to call them, who can commit to about 20 to 25 hours a week. So in essence, you become part of the school family. You are there pretty much as a teacher would be, just a little bit less. Some of our members are even a little bit more than that 25 hours a week. You become part of the school family. You participate in all of their activities, anything and everything. The front desk lady knows you, the front office staff know, everybody pretty much knows you. So you are doing 20 to 25 hours a week, kind of like a part-time job, but you are getting a living allowance for that time that you spend at the schools.
That's awesome. So obviously, you know, 20, 25 hours a week, getting a little cash, if you will, some money. So who, like, your current membership, and I know you've got some current ones and you've got a little room to grow, which is part of the reason why we're on the program today. But like, who's your membership made of? Because, you know, obviously, if you work a full-time job, it's probably hard to take a 20 to 25 hour a week job. But I'm sure, whether it be, like, I'm just guessing, a retired teacher or a college student, but who is your primary target, if you will?
Anybody who has a heart to serve the kids and has the time. So we, our current membership, we are a lot of retirees in their second and third careers who were bored and they said, I'm looking for something to do and I like kids. I can do this. So we have probably about, majority of them are retired teachers, but we have a retired HVAC technician. We have retired nurses. We have retired anybody and everybody. As I always say, as long as you have the heart and you want to do it, I can teach you how to work with kids and help them to read. You don't have to know and be a previous teacher or anything like that. We do have a few college students who are kind of working their schedules around their school schedules to then be able to work with the students. And that's working out swell, especially this particular member that we have. She's actually going to be a teacher or wanting to be a teacher. So it's a good practice for her to see if that's really what she wants to do. So far, so good. But yeah, college kids, retirees, anybody who has the heart to serve is what I say.
That's awesome. And I know you sort of briefly glossed over that in addition to the small living allowance that is offered, there is an education award. And so that is a huge benefit to both of those groups that you talked about, to either college students or retirees, because that education award is transferable. So talk a little bit about that, because I think that's a big benefit to this program.
Yes, yes. So right now, so every year the education award goes up just a little bit. I believe it's at like 3250 something or another right now. So about roughly $3,200. And that education award goes into a trust with the United States government, whatever. And then it is able for you to be used for all of your education expenses. So you can earn that up to four times. So you're able to serve with us 4 years and get that education award four times. And if you are over 55, you can then transfer that to a son, daughter, granddaughter, foster kid, pretty much anybody who is relative to you in some way. And if there is, you know, ever an issue, we can always like work it out. So I always say if they're important to you somehow, you can transfer the award to them. We have quite a few members who've done that. One, a member in particular, she served 4 years because she had four grandkids and every grandkid got one award. And I'm like, I wish I would have been like the last one, because since it goes up a little bit each year, that one probably got the most money.
Or just that's the favorite cool one where she gave all the money towards the favorite one.
But yeah, there you go.
It's a really cool bonus, if you will, like a benefit to the service that you're doing.
Yeah, it is. And it's awesome because, you know, we're not in the area of Florida where we would get your typical AmeriCorps members or, you know, somebody who's serving like this. And so it's an added benefit, and we get a lot of interested people and they're like, oh, I don't need that. And then I'm like, oh, well, wait, because we've had members who, you know, didn't have anybody to transfer it to, but they wanted to go back to school and like just take a class on learning how to type. Or we had one member who took a photography elective class and it paid for that. So, I mean,
that's awesome.
Even if you don't have anybody to transfer it to, like, it's still usable for you and it stays in that trust for up to 7 years. So you don't have to use it right away. You can kind of let it sit there and you marinate on what you want to do with it. But it will prompt you and say, hey, it's year seven, time to go away. Figure out what you want to do with this money. So, but yeah, it's a really awesome, awesome thing. And I wish I would have had it when I was younger or had the time to do it.
Yeah, for real.
You know, Ashley, we're pre-recording, but by the time this airs, we're a week or less than a week from doing our update luncheon. And at the update luncheon, we're going to reference that there's 69,000 children in St. Lucie County. And that seems like a lot. It's about 20% of the population. But the fastest growing population in St. Lucie County still is I think it's 58 and older. And so all I keep thinking is, you know, this is one of those unique moments where you have an opportunity to pull in the older generation who's growing here to help the younger generation out. It's really kind of a win-win for everybody, right? So, you know, you have grandparents here that maybe moved here first and maybe their kids or grandkids followed, or you have grandparents here who those kids are still in, you know, I'm going to shockingly say we get people from New York here or the Midwest or whatever, but what a way to give back and to kind of stay connected, even if it's not to your own kids, but to kids in the community. Because, you know, when you're older, you can't help, but when you hang around kids, younger kids, especially, this sounds terrible, but when they're not your own, you know, you kind of like spend time with them, you get uplifted, you give, and then you kind of give them back. That's a great win-win, but also to put a little cash in your pocket and or to help your grandkids out. That's really a win-win for everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Agree. So now that we've enticed everyone and they want to be involved, what are the requirements to do that? What's the process like? How can they get more information if maybe they are interested in becoming a member?
Sure. So they can visit our website, which is www.bbbsbigs.org. So that's Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Bigs.org. They can give us a call at 772-466-8535. Again, that number is 772-466-8535. Or they can give me an email. My email is samantha.taylor@bbbsbigs.org, the world's longest and most complicated email.
We really love our acronyms and social service.
We do. So they can call me and go on our website, visit, learn more. The requirements are that, you know, you are an American citizen or have the proper documentation. You are at least 17 years of age. Typically, I go for 18 just because there's a lot of hoops I have to jump through before you turn 18. And so I'd rather just say 18 or older. And you have, you know, you want to give back. You don't have to have any experience. We will teach you everything you need to know. We do ask for a resume just so we can kind of get a little bit of background and know kind of what you have experience in. And then from there, you have to have a high school diploma or the equivalent. And that is it.
And you said that even if they don't have reading or classroom experience, because obviously, and you've already said it, you've got a lot of retired teachers on board, which, you know, kind of makes sense. But, you know, as you also mentioned, I think you said you had I can't remember what you said, I don't remember who you said, but you don't have to have an education background. You'll provide the mentors training and knowledge so that they feel comfortable. And I know, because you're there 24/7, preferably not the 24/7, but, you know, you're there for your mentors if they need help or assistance.
Yes. We are here. We teach them everything they need to know. Like I said, we go through that 80 hours worth of training, and we have members that come in like, that was the best training ever. Like, I know so much. And then, you know, like any job, you're not going to know the nitty gritty of it until you get in there and know what you're doing. And not that this is a job, but anything that you're doing that's new to you, you know, you got to get in, get down to the nitty gritty and know, you know, like what you're doing in it every day. So you might have things that come across, but then Rebecca and I are there to help you work through it and get you caught up.
So obviously there's an application, there's training, there's background screenings. And, you know, I think our listening audience obviously understands why all those precautions are done, just to make sure that everybody is safe. And then, okay, so now I've done the training, I'm all in. Like, how many days a week and how many kids am I seeing?
So our members typically serve a caseload of about 10 to 12 students. Ever since COVID and the COVID slot, everything, it's kind of a wish-wash in what we can get. So a lot of our members are, you may have a caseload of about 8, and then they do like kind of classroom push and support. And so then they have like a classroom of, you know, say 20 to 25 students that they're helping, not just necessarily one-on-one. So it kind of is a mixture of things right now. Schedules are very flexible. You can do a Monday through Thursday. You can do a Monday, Wednesday, Friday if you do long days. Pretty much we say as long as you get your 25 hours in, it's up to you. Some of our schools have like certain times that students can't be pulled. So like some of our schools don't get to start until like 9:30. So other schools get to start at 8:30. And then so there's a little bit of flexibility and kind of figuring out your schedule with the school schedule and what works and all that. So very flexible. Rebecca and I, we work with you to help get your schedule set. And then if it needs to change, it can change. The only thing that we say is that, like, if you say you're going to be there, make sure you're there, because these kids get attached and they are wondering where you are if you're not there. And then when I come in, they're like, Sam, I'm missing him. Where's Sean? He hasn't been here for so long. And, you know, so they get really attached. So we always say, like, if you're going to come to this job, make sure that you can commit to the schedule and that, you know, you say you're going to be there, you're going to be there.
Because, I mean, you know, we talk about this almost on every show. Every good program has one commonality, and that's adults connecting with children. And obviously, if you're not there, you're not connecting with the children, you're not going to have that great of an impact.
Right.
And so does the school pick the kids who they serve?
Yes, the school will pick the kids. So we work a lot with the reading coaches who are the ones that work with the teachers and getting the test scores from the students. So based on the FAST scores and the BEST scores and all the acronym tests that they have now, when I grew up, it was FCAT. So whenever they get those test scores in, the school will send out parent permission slips. Every student in our program has a permission slip that goes home to their parent or guardian, and they sign that, then they get returned back to the school, and then we match them up with a member and get them on our schedule.
So again, this is 25 hours a week, a stipend and or an educational benefit for either the mentor or anybody that they choose to deem it to, a family member, a grandchild. And it's, I'm just going to give out the number, because then we're going to pivot in the last couple of minutes to those that maybe want to be involved, but maybe don't have 25 hours a week. But again, call Samantha at 466-8535. Again, 466-8535, or go to their website, which is bbbsbigs.org. Big Brothers Big Sisters acronym, bigs.org. All right, Sam, so I'm in. I know how important reading is, but I'm a little like, I don't know if I can give you 25 hours a week. What else you got?
All right, we have two other programs. So the other two programs we have are your typical Big Brothers Big Sisters programs that you think of when you hear Big Brothers Big Sisters. You have a little and you have a big. The little is the student and the big is the mentor, who is the volunteer that comes from the community. So we have two programs, site-based and community-based. Site-based is a weekly 1 hour once a week. You go into the school, you meet with the kid at a time that you found convenient for you, the student, and the school, and you work on reading. You work, you know, you just kind of mentor that kid, that they're there. You're strong, supportive adult in their life that they see consistently. With our community-based program, that is 4 hours once a month. So roughly the same time commitment, but it's more in like a 4 hour one-time thing. So every month you're going to see this kid and you're going to go out into the community and do something. So we have mentors who go, you know, mini golfing, bowling, go to Big Shots or wherever, Top Golf, you know, just giving that student a steady role model and steady person, adult figure in their life to kind of mentor and kind of walk alongside of them as they go throughout their daily life.
That's awesome. And again, if you want to be part of all that Samantha is talking about with Big Brothers Big Sisters, you can, it starts with a call to 466-8535. Again, 466-8535, or go to their website, which is bbbsbigs.org. I don't know why I'm laughing. Our website's just as, you know, acronymy as
so
well.
I
just made up a name, but bbbsbigs.org. Sam, thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, folks, I want to remind everybody that it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. If by chance you happen to miss it, do not fear, do not fret. Just open up your phone podcast app and look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council. And through the magic of the interwebs, it'll be there for you. A reminder again that it's a weekly radio program. We're grateful for every listen and that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. Get involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We'll talk to you later.